so we had a big fat zero for today's events. No win, a smashed-up car, and no consolation sex. Plus, he dropped 2 spots in the points race and had a disappointed crew to deal with. As the owner of 2 cars for Preston Racing and the driver of car number 53, responsibility weighed heavily on him. It was his goal to make something of himself, especially since he'd broken away from his former owner and gone out on his own 2 years ago. He had a lot to prove, to himself, to his team, to his fans, and it probably didn't do him any good to think about just how much he had to prove, and how much it would cost him, financially and otherwise, if he failed. At least it was still early in the season. There was time to make up the ground he'd lost in today's race. He made his way to the team garage where his crew was busy, their heads under the hood of his car. His crew chief lifted his head. "That sucked today." Gray nodded at Ian Smart. He and Ian had been together since Gray had first climbed into a race car, before he'd ever gone pro. "Understatement. Oil temp was screaming high toward the end. I pushed it too hard. But damn, I was so close." As Gray leaned over and inspected the engine, Ian nudged him with his shoulder. "That's what you gotta do to win the race, buddy. Nothing you can do about it. We'll get him next time." Yeah, next time. He knew all about loss. His father was a senator, so he'd grown up around campaigns, around strategies for winning, and what you did to regroup when you didn't win. Though his father rarely lost a race. He'd be disappointed in Gray's performance today. That was if he ever bothered to watch him race, which Gray knew damn well he didn't. Mitchell Preston wouldn't be caught dead lowering himself to watch auto racing. He considered it a redneck sport and beneath him. His father was involved in a big election this year and was more interested in his own race, which Gray had no doubt his father would win. Gray lost a hell of a lot more races than his father ever had, something his dad absolutely hated. Then again, his father disliked everything Gray did, as he had ever since Gray had turned down the Harvard scholarship and chosen the sports scholarship to Oklahoma. That had royally pissed off his dad, too. At least that memory put Gray in a decidedly better frame of mind.